Radar Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News. The CEO of TikTok is set to testify before Congress.
Popular video sharing app TikTok is facing growing backlash on Capitol Hill as lawmakers cite concerns that the Chinese-owned platform could share user data with China's government. Republican Senator Josh Hawley has proposed a nationwide ban on TikTok, citing national security risks. In March, TikTok's CEO will now testify to lawmakers for the first time. The House Energy and Commerce Committee says the hearing will cover TikTok's privacy and data security practices, the platform's impact on kids, and its relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. Elizabeth Scholze, ABC News, Washington.
Lisa Loring, who played TV's first Wednesday Addams in the 1960s series The Addams Family, has died. Loring's representative confirming to ABC News she passed away on Saturday surrounded by family. Loring first starred as Wednesday when she was 6 years old. That role has attracted new attention with the success of Netflix's series Wednesday. Loring was 64. Andy Field, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
We'll do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, now it is spreading. Missouri lawmakers are considering new legislation, welcome back to the third hour of the program, by the way, aimed at prohibiting the teaching of so-called critical race theory in its public grade schools. Even though the state's largest teachers union, this from Shauna Mazzell at CNN, even though the state's largest teachers union says the concept is not presently part of schools' curricula, and requiring the state to develop a training program to teach American patriotism. The proposed bill in the state Senate, Shauna writes, would prohibit teachers from teaching that, quote, individuals of any race, ethnicity, color, or national origin are inherently superior or inferior, and that individuals by virtue of their race, ethnicity, color, or national origin bear collective guilt and are inherently responsible for actions committed in the past by others. No school shall offer a course on critical race theory in kindergarten through 12th grade, end quote. And then they're also trying to develop this class for teachers to teach the principles of American civics and patriotism, and they will receive, teachers who complete the training will receive $3,000, because that's how Republicans do things. They pay people, right? Amazing. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson has figured out the big issue of the day. I mean, he has nailed this thing. It is just solid. Canada, because they arrested anti-vax truck drivers last year who were obstructing traffic. You remember that, the truckers movement up in Canada? Because of that, Tucker Carlson says that the country has become a dictatorship, Canada. And it being a dictatorship, we should do what Tucker Carlson says we should do with dictatorships. We should invade them. He says, anyhow, this is a verbatim quote. I'm completely in favor of a Bay of Pigs operation to liberate that country. Why should we stand back and let our biggest trading partner, why should we let it become Cuba? Like, why don't we liberate it? We're spending all this money to liberate Ukraine from the Russians. Why not sending an armed force north to liberate Canada from Trudeau? And I mean it. Right. Your crazy alert for the day. Right there. But, you know, on top of that, now we've got Donald Trump coming out and saying that, and this is kind of, you know, these stories kind of fit together, I think, is that he trusted, he was right as president of the United States to trust Vladimir Putin over the U.S. intelligence agencies. I mean, yeah, you know, U.S. intelligence agencies have screwed up a lot of things over the years. The Dulles brothers were not saints. You know, I could give you a long list of horribles, but still, there are intelligence agencies. Trump says, this is on his Nazi-infested little social media thing. He says, remember in Helsinki when a third-rate reporter asked me essentially who I trusted more, President Putin of Russia or our intelligence lowlifes? My instinct at the time was that we had really bad people in the forms of James Comey, McCabe, Brennan, Peter Strzok, and his lover Lisa Page. Now add McGonagall and other slime to that list. Who would you choose, Putin or these misfits? Well, the problem is that the, first of all, you know, Strzok and Brennan and Lisa Page, I mean, you know, and McCabe and crooked Hillary, to use Trump's phrase, they didn't commit treason. They didn't sell our country out. They didn't burn an Israeli spy and burn an American spy in Moscow like Donald Trump did. They didn't ask Rand Paul to carry a batch of classified documents from the United States over to Moscow and give it to Putin's people. That was Trump. I mean, here we've got this Manchurian candidate, this guy who is a stand-in, a stooge, a toady for Vladimir Putin, who I mean, you know, a month before the election in 2016, Trump, expecting to lose the election, signed a letter of intent with Putin to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. It was going to make him richer. How can we not do something about this? I find it breathtaking. The Mueller report found 10 examples of Donald Trump committing obstruction of justice, trying to intimidate witnesses, trying to bribe witnesses, trying to block access to information to the Mueller investigators. And they made it very clear. These 10 instances are things for which Donald Trump could be prosecuted. We can't do it right now because the Justice Department's policy is not to prosecute a sitting president. But once he leaves office, sure, we can do this. And he left office and Merrick Garland came in and said, I'm not going to do it. Really? You could have saved us a lot of heartache and a lot of distress here. And now we're hearing, speaking of oligarchy, that Trump has a grand plan for a brand new preemptive strike on or before February 24th. Now, why February 24th? That's the anniversary of his initial criminal terrorist invasion of Ukraine. That's when it started. And, you know, it sounds like Putin has said to his generals, you know, at the one-year mark, I want this war done. And any day now, and there's now we've got, you know, satellite photos. This is Oleksiy Danilov, the secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, said, quote, now they are preparing for maximum activation, and they believe that by the anniversary they should have some achievements. There is no secret that they are preparing for a new wave by February 24th, as they themselves said. And this comes on the basis of satellite imagery that the United States intelligence agencies have discovered and shared with the world of Moscow's new fortifications. This from the story at the Daily Mail by Matt Powell. Satellite imagery of Moscow's new fortifications may also show that Putin is concerned about a new Ukrainian counteroffensive following the news of modern tanks being sent from the West. This fellow Afric, who works at the AEI, the American Enterprise Institute, told the Daily Beast, quote, they're trying to basically consolidate their gains and keep the part that they've held onto thus far. And then there's this drone footage that comes as Ukrainian troops were locked in a fierce confrontation with Russian fighters on Friday for control of the town of Vugledar, southwest of Donetsk, as the two sides battle along the southern front. This war is getting worse and worse, and it seems that they also note Moscow's push to Vugledar is part of its efforts to seize control of the entire Donetsk region, which has already been declared part of Russia by Putin. It seems that Putin is not getting the real story. Either A, he's not getting the real story from his generals because they're terrified of him, you know, about how badly the war is going, or B, there's no limit to how many Russian soldiers he's willing to sacrifice in order to utterly destroy this next-door neighbor country. But dare to say, no, we're not going to go along with you. We're not going to roll over. We're not going to be your stooges. We're not going to let you take our land. We're not going to let you take some of the most fertile. Keep in mind, Ukraine is a huge country. It's the size of Texas. It's the largest country in Europe. and it has some of the best soil for growing crops in Europe. And the eastern part of Ukraine, the Donbas and Donetsk regions, sit on top of a massive shale formation that could easily be fracked. So, you know, Putin, this is a resource war, in my opinion. Putin is looking at this going, hey, you know, there's money to be made. So, you know, where does this go? Well, we'll see. But I am not optimistic about how this is going to play out. And I think that if anything, this is a time that Americans need to be coming together in support of democracy. I mean, we're either supporting democracy or we're supporting authoritarian, murderous, terrorist autocrats. I know which side Robbie's on. Jake, Robert, whatever. I know what side I'm on.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they could freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American Dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. You know, you could do the flowers thing again this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortable year-round? I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Vladimir Zelensky, this is an interesting one. You'll recall back in 1980, May 21st, 1980, President Jimmy Carter announced that the U.S. would boycott the Olympics scheduled to take place that summer in Moscow. And this was after the Soviet Union refused to pull out of Afghanistan. And Carter had given them a February 20th deadline to do that. They had invaded Afghanistan in 79. Canada, West Germany, and Japan joined us in boycotting the games. Carter failed to convince Great Britain, France, Greece, and Australia, and threatened to revoke the passport of any U.S. athlete who attempted to participate in the games. And he also threatened to pull the profits of any corporate advertisers and broadcasting powerhouses like NBC that played the games. So there was that back in 1980. Now you've got President Zelensky arguing something very similar. He's saying, this is the president of Ukraine, he's saying that this was on Saturday, he said the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, should exclude Russian athletes from the 2024 Paris Games. The IOC has said that they intend to figure out a way to have Russian and Belarusian athletes play in the games without representing their countries. They would be called neutral athletes who, quote, in no way represent their state or any other organization in their country, end quote. And they said that this is part of their unifying mission during wartime, which, you know, I understand. But Zelensky said, you know, attempts to bring representatives of a terrorist state into world sports is unacceptable. One cannot but be disappointed by the statements of the current president of the IOC, Thomas Bach. I spoke with him several times, and I never heard how he's going to protect sports from war propaganda if he returns Russian athletes to international competitions. There's no such thing as neutrality when a war like this is going on, Zelensky said. And we know how often tyrannies try to use sports for their ideological interests. It is obvious that any neutral flag of Russian athletes is stained with blood. Wow. I understand. And I don't disagree. So what do you think? Anyhow, picking up your calls, David in Las Vegas. Hey, Dave. David, what's up?
Yeah, man. When I heard them guys making pro-Putin arguments, mm-hmm. Oh, man. It's like, okay, Ukraine, country the size of Texas, is taking on an aggressor, their neighbor, who they broke away from, what, 20, 30, however it was, old Soviet Union. Okay, and they're getting bombed, cruise missiles, they're fierce, fighting in Bakhmut, this whole thing. It's like, these guys are saying that this country is divided and it's corrupt, blah, blah, blah. That country is united. Vladimir Zelensky is not swinging a hammer on his people. He's having the Russian hammer swung at him.
Yep.
Okay, and Finland, Okay, if people need to look at, especially those Eastern European countries have really got skin in the game with this. Poland, Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Okay, we should listen to them. We should get them on.
Yep.
Okay, you know what the country who gives the most GDP support to Ukraine is?
I don't know.
Tiny Estonia.
Oh, you mean on a per capita basis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Estonia remembers what it's like to be occupied by Russia.
Oh, and what about Sweden?
Yeah.
Sweden has been a neutral country since what? The 1600s?
Yeah.
I think it's because they were at war with Russia back then. Wasn't that Peter the Great? I could be wrong about that. Because I know you're the history guy.
I don't know European history that well, but yeah, I think you're right.
No, but Sweden, yeah, and Switzerland even came out, and these are Europeans. They got skin in the game.
Yep.
Germany does not really want to do the deal with this deal with Russia, but they are like going, yeah, well, you know, it's undeniable. The Russians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they're haunted by the fact that the last time German tanks were used against Russian soldiers was by Adolf Hitler's army. You know, that's
right.
Troubling.
Just the whole symbolism of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then all the authoritarians are, look, the German panzers are rolling again.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand the worldview, the mentality of people who are trying, you know, who call into this program to defend Putin. I just don't understand it. David, thank you. Thank you for your passion. Neil in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Neil, what's up? Neil?
Tom, thank you for taking my call, brother.
Sure. We just have Neil. A quick one?
Yeah, just real quick. I want to talk about defunding police.
Mm-hmm.
One person just called in and talked about the millions of dollars that cities are paying when these policemen behave as they were designed to behave. So my argument is you can't fix a system that is doing what it was designed to do. If you look at what policemen, you look at their badges, you look at their horses, and you can take that back to the recapturing of slaves.
Yep.
So they were never put in place to freaking defend anybody. It's not about justice for them. So I think one of the key things that Dr. King said that really resonates with me, we keep talking about freedom. We keep talking about freedom. At what point do we start taking the fight to justice?
Mm.
And I would argue that the first thing you need to do is to dismantle the police force completely.
Well, I think if you want to defund the police, if you could pass a law requiring police departments to pay themselves out of their own budgets for all of these settlements with people in the community, you would defund a hell of a lot of police departments around this country. I mean, I think that's a great start. Neil, thank you. I totally get it. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. Back with your calls on the other side of this. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no...
The Shah 101.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad, but you might be surprised to learn that they're also sending your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. I wrote about this in my book, The Hidden History of Big Brother. That's why to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. And that's why I have ExpressVPN downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. ExpressVPN.com. Visit ExpressVPN.com/Tom right now and get 3 extra months free with my special link. That's ExpressVPN.com/THOM. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Paul in Lucerne, California. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, I'd like to disagree with you. I'm sorry. I didn't start off that way, but
it's quite all right.
I disagree with you when you say President Obama should have fought for the Supreme Court. Obama's too smart for that. He's not going to pick a fight he can't win. He wouldn't have won that fight. Subvert the rule of law is one of the most important steps to fascism, and we're going to give up that seat no matter what.
Okay.
That's my humble opinion.
You may be right, Paul. No. Maybe he's much wiser than I am about those things. I continue to think he could have brought enough public pressure to bear that McConnell would have folded. But, yeah, I may well be wrong.
It would have worked. Shamelessness is a superpower in the Republican Party. They have too much echo chambers to protect them.
You are right. Yeah, that's true.
And now if we live in a normal society, yeah, he could have done that, but we don't. We have this yellow journalism networks that are going out there that poison our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Now back to my original call. The Budapest Memorandum, we guaranteed their sovereignty. It was kind of...
So did Russia.
If you guys are good and you're good, responsible actors, will do that. Now, when Crimea was taken over, they weren't really responsible yet. We had some responsible parts of the Ukraine, but we had corrupt prosecutions going on all over the place. And not to mention, Russia just built a $1 billion port in Crimea and put all those Crimeans to work, and the grass was definitely greener for them. So they would have wanted to be Russian anyway. But what's different about this is they have a legitimate government now. And now they're trying to take over Ukrainian territory. They were semi-autonomous. They never really wanted to be part of Ukraine anyway. They never have.
You're talking about the Crimea, the Crimean Peninsula.
Yeah, it's a whole big, long story about...
Oh, I'm quite familiar with it, Paul.
Yeah, so then you know. Most of them wanted to be Russian anyway.
Yeah, my daughter went to college there.
Oh, then you know way more about it than I do.
Yeah. She studied Russian and Ukrainian in Simferopol in the old spy school that Carlos the Jackal attended. They turned it into a language school, and she was a language major at the University of Georgia. I am familiar with that, and I don't disagree. I think that, and that was one of the reasons I wasn't yelling and screaming when Crimea was taken in 2014, was that, you know, I understood that that was the place. They had this huge deep water port, the Russians did, and that was the place that the Russian military liked to retire. And the population is overwhelmingly Russian and Russian speaking. And that's going to be a problem if what ends up here is that Zelensky says he's going to try and take back Ukraine and he's going to use U.S. weapons to do it. It's going to be very problematic.
I think he's threatening that.
He is threatening that. And I'm guessing that he's threatening it
to try to end the war.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's threatening it as a negotiating position. And I think that where he's going to end up is that he's going to say, OK, you keep Crimea. We'll take the rest of the country. But we want Donbass and Donetsk back. Pardon?
That will save Putin. Putin has to get something out of this, otherwise he's done.
It will. And I agree.
Don't take losers.
I agree. And I think your analysis is largely accurate. Paul, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to comment about police. I think the major problem with police is the Internal Affairs Department. They literally investigate themselves. I think that if we had an independent body of citizens instead of the Internal Affairs Department investigating police conduct when they misbehave or do horrible crimes, that will solve this problem of police covering up their crimes and abusing their power. And I take my answer off the air. Thank you, Tom.
I think the argument that the police departments would make, Alfredo, is that, you know, sort of like you have doctors who are on panels that oversee doctors, you have dentists who are on panels that oversee dentists, optometrists oversee optometrists. You know, they understand the profession and they understand where the boundaries are and what the rules are. And so, you know, that makes a strong argument for there to be some, at least, cops on any kind of oversight board, perhaps even retired cops. But that said, the culture of policing in this country has become so corrupt. I shouldn't say has become, it always has been. I mean, all the way back to the slave patrol days. It has always been about power over the least powerful among us, power over the powerless. And that, you know, major structural reforms are necessary. We're not going to get rid of police altogether. You wouldn't want that. You know, if somebody's breaking into your house, you want to be able to dial 911. But that said, you want to know that when the police arrive, when you dial 911, that they're not going to go after you. And if you're a black family in a black neighborhood, then chances are just as good that you're going to, well, not just as good, but there's a meaningful, significant chance that you're going to be the victim of police violence rather than police are going to help you, you know, prevent your house from being broken into. And that, you know, it's a tough one. It's a real tough one. I really like this idea of saying, okay, if there's settlements with the community for police violence, for the police brutality, that comes out of the police budget. And if that means that you don't have enough cops, well, you're just going to have to figure it out. I mean, I think that would be a hell of an incentive. Jane in Muncie, Indiana. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hello, you, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Mr. Hartman, I apologize. I'm kind of nervous.
That's quite all right, Jane. What's up?
And I'm watching you on YouTube, and I was introduced to your website by a Canadian website that I go to, and they play a lot of news. And your moderators on YouTube posted the raw story. Trump says he's proud.
Right.
To have trusted Putin over slime U.S. intelligence agencies.
Right.
Well, then my next concern is that Zuckerberg or Meta now is ending the suspension of Trump's accounts with new guardrails to deter repeat offenses. So Facebook also owns Instagram. And then on the news, I had also heard that they were also going to reinstate him on Twitter.
They've done both already.
Now
he's reinstated on both platforms. He just hasn't used either one of them because he's got a contract with the Truth Social people and Devin Nunes that he won't post on those places. But I'm predicting that he's going to abandon Truth Social and Devin Nunes is going to find himself holding an empty bag.
Yes. And he doesn't pay his bills either.
Exactly.
And so you're saying that he's already on Facebook and Instagram?
They've already lifted the bans. He just has not yet posted in either of those places.
Okay. I'm going to have to read that article. And because they rely on advertising, as you always say yourself, or as I feel as if I'm paraphrasing you, the power is in the people. Do we have another social platform to go to that's safe? And I always feel like we have to keep our eyes on the evil man at the same time. But in order to share the truth, we need to go to another platform, and we need to you can start with deactivating your account for 30 days and call their advertisers or email their advertisers. I'm big on emailing because I believe someone has to read it, then it's in writing.
Yeah.
We don't want Trump back on this platform.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want him telling lies because he will. He'll distort
everyone,
all of his followers.
He's doing it right now on his own social media platform on Truth Social. So I agree with you, Jane. And I, in answer to your question specifically, I'm posting not only on Twitter every day and Facebook, but now we're also posting on Tribal, on Post, and on Mastodon. We've created accounts on all three of those places. They're all Tom Hartman. All
I did get Mastodon written down because I keep a Word document open while I'm listening to you. So I heard of Mastodon, but I had not heard of the other two of which you speak.
There's one called Post, which they tried to, when they set it up, to cater to reporters who were being kicked off Twitter. But it's a good social media site. And then Tribal, spelled B-T-R-I-B-E-L, is another one. And there's a couple more coming along. You know, we'll see. Everybody's trying to jump into this space.
Because we need to tell them we're not going to support their advertisers.
Yeah, I'm with you. Jane, or let the advertisers know. Yes, thank you very much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, you could do the flower thing again this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful that the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, most responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And hurry, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, Dee in Taos, New Mexico. Hey, Dee, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I think one of the most critical aspects of saving our democracy is education in terms of knowing how our country, how our country's courts work, the presidency, the division of the powers. Mm-hmm. And I personally taught in the public schools drawing, painting, art history, and I saw the difference and the levels of ignorance that increased from 1977 to 97. I mean, I was teaching more art history and American history in my classes than the students were getting in their civics classes or social studies. And it's because Reagan dropped many of the requirements for civics and government classes.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yep. And or it's frightening.
It wasn't so much requirements, it was subsidies, but yes.
So, I mean, I guess my question for you is, you know, how do we start a grassroots movement to increase understanding and respect for our democracy in the schools?
Yeah. Richard, who was the actor who played in Close Encounters? First name Richard? I'm forgetting his name. Say that again?
Richard Dreyfuss.
That's right. Richard Dreyfuss. Yeah, he called me up a couple of years ago and told me that he had this institute or this program to advance civics education in public schools. I don't know where it's at now.
Wow.
I looked it up and he was pretty aggressively pushing this. He's a good guy. But I don't think that this is something that should be left to, or just, you know, it's not a load that should just have to be carried by private organizations like, you know, Richard. We really need to go back
exactly
to, you know, aggressively funding
which is what we were doing before Reagan. We, you know, we had federal subsidies for education, and they included civics education, and then Reagan gutted those. And so, you know, it became an elective, and then, you know, it became underfunded, and a lot of schools just dropped it. And, you know, we need to go back to making these classes available, to subsidizing them for schools across the country. But the other problem we have, Dee, is that our public education system is under attack right across the board from right-wingers who are very, very offended. Right. They're very offended by the fact that it's that we have integrated schools. And they don't want that. So, Dee, I've got to move along. But thank you for the call. A very, very important point you make. Scott in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
Dave Grossman and Warrior Training for Police, overcoming the resistance to killing by heightening perception of fear and threat. Are you familiar with him?
I am not, but it makes sense that, you know, a large part of police training would be afraid of those people out there. It certainly seems that that's reflected in the behavior of the police.
He labels himself as the number one trainer, and he trained the Geronimo Yanez, who shot Philandro Castile. Mm-hmm. And if you see the video, you can see that Geronimo is terrified and shaking with fear.
Yeah.
And the program is about heightening fear and threat, the perception of fear and threat, so you kill. Overcoming the resistance to killing is his goal.
Right.
And he was doing like 200 seminars, motivational things a week. This was back in 2016. Mm-hmm. It was banned in Minneapolis after that killing, but Bob Kroll, the head of the police union in Minneapolis, offered to pay for all the cops in Minneapolis to take the course. It was an online course.
Mm-hmm.
It was $50,000. But he's, you know, ruthless killer, feel good about the kill.
Yeah. And objectify the other, right? Otherize the people in the community.
Yeah, you're at war.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
War.
Yeah, and then also on top of that, you know, to kind of compound it, police departments are recruiting people who are warriors. They're recruiting people who are, people who have been in Iraq and Afghanistan in war, and they're not trying to break that training. They're not trying to say, oh, here's a different way to look at this. They're just, you know, allowing that. They're kind of building on that, which I think is wrong. I'm not opposed to veterans being hired for police departments, but they need to be untrained and retrained. Well, a lot to talk about today. We have a lot of topics we covered. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Thus, Demos, as in democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in. There's so much you can do. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from ManCrates.com. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like Whiskey Maple or Root Beer Habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at ManCrates.com to save 20% on orders over.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.